Thursday at 6:35. Tomorrow night, kids take over the ballpark, and the kids have already been selected for tomorrow's activities, and there'll be several of them following various Spikes employees around, lending some assistance, helping to run the show tomorrow night, and it'll be exciting to see all of them out here. We'll actually have some help up here in the broadcast booth as well, so we're looking very much forward to that. Meanwhile, it's also a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, half-price wine, 5:30 to 7:30, and it's a Line and Kugel Summer Shandy Happy Hour, half-price Line and Kugel Summer Shandy, 5:30 to 7:30 as well. And it's all capped off with Thirsty Thursday and Ag Night coming up Thursday night at 6:35. The Spikes taking the field wearing the navy blue jerseys tonight. Spikes in the road grays. And as both teams make their way out onto the field, and the crowd will shortly rise to its feet, we will join our public address announcer, Rodney Martin.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise as you're able and kindly remove your caps as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
The Star-Spangled Banner here at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. There's still room for you at the ballpark as well. Come on out, enjoy $2 Walking Taco Tuesday and game show night. Seven innings of baseball on the horizon, and the America's Carpet Outlet first pitch is next on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things. And I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see Junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Thomas Wilhite on the mound for his eighth appearance this year, his fourth start. Again, a 1-1 record, a 3.86 ERA, 14 total innings of work. He has allowed seven runs, six of them earned on nine hits, 15 strikeouts to 15 walks, four-hit batsman, but only a 184 opponent's batting average, and he put it all together last time out, holding the Scrappers to just one walk over four innings in last Wednesday's game at Eastwood Field. Scrappers would end up winning that game. Wilhite did not factor in the decision. In his three starts this season, he has allowed five earned runs in eight and two-thirds innings, or four earned runs in eight and two-thirds innings. However, four of the five he has allowed were in his very first start of the year at home against Frederick Beck on the 21st. Last two outings, seven strikeouts to four walks, one run, one hit, seven innings of work. Buck Anderson will lead it off for Mahoning Valley. Anderson with a .245 batting average, a .342 on-base percentage, a second-year scrapper. He has three doubles and a home run. He has also knocked in 13 runs, and his 22 stolen bases are atop the MLB Draft League leaderboard as the first pitch to Anderson bunted foul behind home plate. 6:35, the start time tonight, right on the dot, 82 degrees at game time. Partly cloudy skies. It's been overcast at times today, but again, no precipitation whatsoever here at the ballpark. Breeze is blowing out 10 to 15 miles an hour to left field, and here's the 0-1. That pitch just missed outside. Breaking ball from Will Height. Ball and a strike. Anderson last night held in check. He was 0 for 3, was hit by a pitch. Of course, all the scrappers save one were held hitless. Reed Chumley at all three hits for the scrappers. 1-1 breaking ball slices down the inner edge of the batter's box for a ball, 2-1. Once again, our umpires, Corey Suhau behind the plate, Keith Lepianca at first base, Patrick Cassidy at third. The 2-1. High and away for a ball, 3-1 the count. Defense for the Spikes, Alex Terrell at first base, Ty Hill at second, Lucas Cook at short, Kevin Karstetter at third, the outfield, Jordan Williams in left, Lyndon Weaver in center, and John Meade making his first start in right field with Ryan Blackwell behind the play. In the 3-1, busted in on Anderson. He swings and misses. 3-2 the count. Became a defensive swing for the Mahoning Valley center fielder, but the count fills on him nonetheless. Now Will Height peers over the mitt, works off the first base side of the slab, the abbreviated windup, the pitch, and that's fouled in towards the Geisinger Champions Club and back to the crowd. Nice catch by a fan. He hands it off. I believe that'd be his son right there. And look, Daddy got you a souvenir. Still 3-2 to Anderson. Will Height gets the sign. And another payoff pitch. At his slice towards short, gloved down by Lucas Cook, moving to his right, one away at the top of the first. That'll bring up Alex Ulloa, the Mahoning Valley shortstop in his second year in the draft league, though his first with Mahoning Valley after spending time with Frederick in 2021. He is batting .317, a double, two runs knocked in, a .349 on base percentage this season. Did not play in last night's game. He did play in the previous series between these two teams last week at Eastwood Field. He swings the first pitch. Curveball from Will Hyatt, and it's 0-1. And the next offering swung on and missed. Went slider 0-2. Ulloa in the last series between these two teams went 3-for-9 at the plate with a double. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a foul tip of the plate. That pinballs off the legs of Blackwell. It dove low. Still 0-2. Scrappers in their road gray jerseys. Scrappers wordmark logo across the front. Maroon numerals on the lower left-hand portion of the jersey. Maroon on the back as well. Gray pants with a blue stripe. Running down the side. 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and away. Ulloa did not chase. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch. That's a breaking ball in the dirt and deflects away from Blackwell. Two balls and two strikes. Spikes are in their navy blue jerseys tonight. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Numbers on the right in gold outlined in red. Numbers on the back, gold outlined in red as well. White pants with a blue stripe running down the side. Navy blue caps for the Spikes. Maroon caps for the Scrappers. And the 2-2. That's grounded on to second to his right. Hill scoops it up, tosses to first in time. Two away. And that will bring up Brian Kalmer, the first baseman. He served as the third baseman last night, 0 for 3 with a walk. He scored the lone Mahoning Valley run. He is the McDonald's strikeout guy this evening. Spikes fans were foiled as Matt Archer did not strike out in four plate appearances. So now Kalmer is the target. 286 batting average, a double, a home run, four RBIs, 416 the on-base percentage for him. And he takes a strike on the outer half of the plate, 0-1. Of course, we've got Minitab out in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion tonight. Great to welcome them to the ballpark. Here's the 0-1. Grounder on to second, might have broken the bat. Scooped up by Hill, another toss to first, another out. It's the third of the inning. There'll be other chances for this crowd to be delighted by a strikeout of Kalmer tonight. Thomas Wilhite retires the scrappers in order in the first, picking up where he left off. Spikes will be at bat for the first time in the bottom half of the first inning against Michael Brewer when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Come on down to Medler Field tonight and sign in, please, as the State College Spikes welcome the Mahoning Valley Scrappers for game show night. Vowels are free, and walking tacos are just $2 a piece on $2 Walking Taco Tuesday. No whammies, just fun on game show night with the Spikes tonight at 6:35. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Mahoning Valley will send Michael Brewer to the mound to start off tonight's contest. Brewer is making his ninth appearance, his third start, a 1-0 record, a 2.25 earned run average. In 20 innings of work, he has allowed six runs, five of them earned. On a total of 10 hits, he has struck out 18 batters, walked seven, one-hit batsman. Opponents batting just 147 against him. Lyndon Weaver, Jordan Williams, Ty Hill, the top of the order for the Spikes. Will Simpson, Kevin Karstetter, Alex Terrell, the middle third. Lucas Cook, John Mead, and Ryan Blackwell rounding it out. And here's Lyndon Weaver. Three hits last night. He added three stolen bases, including a steal of home. And the first pitch to him is in tight for a ball. 1-0. Lyndon batting .226 this season. .357 on base percentage, three doubles, three triples, a home run, six runs knocked in. He has stolen 18 bases in 21 attempts. The 1-0. That fades in for a strike on the outer half. It's 1-1. By the way, tonight's first pitch at 6:35 was brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. The 1-1 popped up foul, first base side, over for it is Kalmer. The first baseman puts it away on the warning track, and Weaver retired to start the bottom of the first. Here's Jordan Williams, the switch-hitting left fielder, will bat as a lefty here, as he has frequently throughout this series against the Scrappers. Williams batting at .271 this season, a .390 on base percentage, a double, three RBIs, and he swings the first, or bunts the first pitch foul, I should say. Goes foul, however, for strike one. Williams has scored 6 runs in 16 games and has really picked things up as of late. Last night, however, came up to the plate 6 times, the only spike to do so, and unfortunately went without a hit. So that actually sunk his numbers down quite a bit. 0-1 the count. And the pitch from Brewer, a fastball and a called strike on the outer edge, 0-2. Might have actually taken something off that. It came in at 83, same movement, however, and here's the 0-2. That's a fastball, and that's up high for ball one. Fences are 325 feet down the left field line. They jut out at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. All the way to 378 in left center, 410 at the nook, the deepest part of the ballpark, as the 1-2 swung on and missed. And Williams is the first strikeout victim of the night from Michael Brewer. Two down in the bottom of the first. It is 399 to dead center, 375 to right center, and 320 down the right field line. The fence 7 feet high in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Jumps up to 8 foot high the rest of the way around till getting to the big wall in right at the Lyon Country Kia corner, 18.55 feet high, in honor of Penn State University's founding in 1855. Pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Of course, originally, the Pennsylvania State University was the Pennsylvania Agricultural High School. Strong ag tradition. Here's a bouncer back to the mound, and Brewer with a backhanded stab hauls it in, throw to first in time, and Ty Hill set down to end the bottom of the first inning. So, of course, Ag Night coming up on Thursday night. Nothing across for either team in the first. We move to the second in a 7-inning game tonight. No score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting, new, and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medlar Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Into the second inning, Reed Chumley, Zach Storbach, and Matt Archer due up for the Scrappers. No score. Joe Putnam along with you. Glad to have you with us tonight here at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. Great crowd on hand. Of course, still room for you as Reed Chumley steps in. Three hits last night, including a pair of doubles. And those are the only hits for the Scrappers. The Spikes with a 12-1 victory as the first pitch missed, ball one. Next offering swung on, popped up, center field. Lyndon Weaver finding the ball. Amidst the clouds and the lights, he does so successfully, making the catch for the first out. Of course, it was last Tuesday at Eastwood Field. The Spikes set a single-game franchise record with 19 runs in a 19-6 victory. Scoring the last 10 runs unanswered over the final two innings of a 7-inning game. Zach Storbakken now up, and the first pitch to him low and away. Ball one. Storbakken batting 226 this season. A double, a triple, a home run. 8 runs knocked in. Here's the 1-0. Fastball low, 2-0 the count. Wind is now blowing out to left center field here. Blowing right at the Nookie Monster. Nice breeze for the Nookie Monster as he gets set to do some dancing tonight. Did plenty last night. That 12-1 win, the 2-0 foul back. Of course, it was old school baseball night here at the ballpark. And now we're back to even more bells and whistles on game show night. Just played a little Price is Right here. Closest without going over. In fact, it was a margin of a penny. Some fine bidding from some youngsters on the first base dugout. They might have stayed home from school a few times. The 2-1, that misses low. Three balls and a strike. It's hard to believe. And when it premiered in 1972, it was the new Price is Right. There was an earlier show, ran for about 10 years, with Bill Cullen as the host, The Price is Right. Similar to the current show, but not quite. Pop up, first base side, Alex Doral ranges over in foul territory, makes the catch about 5 yards away from the first base coaching box, and the foul out is the second out on the top of the second. Thomas Wilhite yielded just a walk in his last outing against the Scrappers. He's retired the first five here. He faces Matt Archer, the second baseman. Archer 0-for-3 with a walk last night, .214 batting average, a double, a home run, 9 runs knocked in 19 games. Here's a fly ball to right field. Diving at it is Meade. He won't get to it. The ball skips past him toward the line. Country Kia corner. Archer dashing around second. He'll make it to third, and that's the first hit allowed by Thomas Wilhite. In his last 6 innings. The triple by Matt Archer. Meade tried to make the diving play on the sinking liner, but unable to get to it. And now Alex Arauz, the batter. The Mahoning Valley catcher is playing just his second game with the club. He went 0-for-4. His first outing. And Arauz will be among the players sticking around for the second half of the year here in the MLB Draft League as the first pitch is a strike on the inner half. There'll be several players across all teams. It won't be a significant majority of players, but there will be players who hold over from the first half to the second half. Breaking ball low and away, 1-1. Of course, many looking to see if their names are called next week at the Major League Baseball Draft in L.A. All of these players looking to make their big league dreams come true. And it can be fierce competition among them. The 1-1, that's fouled back. Smacks off the window to my right. Bounces down into the seating bowl. Takes out a cup holder. 1-2. Well, a common casualty of foul balls here, especially ones that ricochet back from the suite level down to the seating bowl. Those cup holders. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Wilhite bounces back with a high fastball for his first strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base. An inning and a half gone in a 7-inning contest. No score on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Bottom of the second inning, Will Simpson, Kevin Karstetter, Alex Terrell do up for the Spikes. Michael Brewer back on the mound for Mahoning Valley. Spikes took two out of three from the Scrappers at Eastwood Field last week. And with the victory last night, State College moving up to fifth place in the MLB Draft League standings, Mahoning Valley in sixth. And meanwhile, at the top of the table, West Virginia and Williamsport even at 19-14. And of course, the team that leads when the first half concludes on Saturday will be the first half champion and will advance on to the MLB Draft League Championship game. Or at least will be assured of a berth in the championship game on Tuesday, September 6th. And that first half champion will also be assured of hosting that game. Here's Will Simpson. He takes a breaking ball low. Will with five home runs this year. It's actually now tied for the league lead with Hunter May of West Virginia, Jake Plastiak of Frederick. And Simpson lines this one to right field over the leaping Archer, the second baseman. And Simpson with a solid single to start things off. Of course, last week, in fact, last Tuesday, Will was tied with those gentlemen at four homers apiece and then launched his fifth. Now, they have since tied him, but Will Simpson keying the pace in the MLB Draft League home run race. Here's Kevin Karstetter, the third baseman. Kevin batting .282, five doubles, two homers, 14 runs knocked in, a .380 on base percentage this year. Simpson leading off first. Brewer will go to the stretch for the first time tonight. And the pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1, the fastball running in at 89 miles an hour. Simpson resumes his leadoff first. Brian Calmer holding him on there. And the 0-1. That's lifted foul right side. That'll go over Bradley's Cheesesteaks in the right field corner. 0-2 the count. The defense from Mahoning Valley in the infield. Brian Calmer is at first. Matt Archer at second. Alex Uloa at shortstop. Zach Storbakken at third with Alex Arouse behind the plate. And the 0-2 upcoming, here it is. Tap foul, right side, still 0-2 to Karstetter. Outfield for the Scrappers, Dominic Bucko is in left, Buck Anderson in center, and Xavier Carter in right. And again, it was Bucko who actually finished the night on the mound for the Scrappers last night in the Spikes 12-1 win. Bucko pitching the eighth inning. He allowed one unearned run on one hit and one walk. And only threw 15 pitches. That's probably the biggest thing. He was able to minimize what was needed to earn three outs as the pitch outside for a ball, 1-2 the count. Or excuse me, 14 pitches for Bucko. One hit aside now in the bottom of the second after Simpson's leadoff single. Brewer sets. Deep breath. Now the pitch. Off speed, missed high, two balls, two strikes. It's been a lot windier here in State College than we're used to for the middle of July over the last couple of days. Usually that means it's a harbinger of precipitation. We have had none over the last 2 days, however. The 2-2. Low and away, and tried to get Kevin to chase on the breaking ball. He would not. Broke way out away from the plate. And now a full count is Kevin Karstetter working hard in his opening bat. And this was what he did last Tuesday night as well. In fact, the entire series, he had some battles with Mahoning Valley staff, especially in the opening at-bats, trying to getting to deep counts against the starters. And of course, that's always the strategy, Try to get to the bullpen as soon as possible. The 3-2, up and in, ball four, and Karstetter works a walk this time. First and second, nobody out, and Alex Terrell, the batter. Terrell is hitting .234 this season, but three doubles, three homers, including a majestic shot last Tuesday in Niles, Ohio. 13 runs knocked in, a .356 on base percentage. His homer last Tuesday, 462 feet. Deepest home run in the MLB Draft League this year, and I believe that remains the case. Here's the set. And the pitch. And Terrell fouls this off the Champions Club bouncer and right back to the same hand. He grabbed one earlier. He just took it casually off the bounce off the seat. And well, it's a boon for that gentleman behind home plate. He and his family about six rows back. 0-1 the count. It's like a magnet. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Terrell chased after the high fastball, and it's 0-2. 88 miles an hour there. Meanwhile, we talked about Williamsport and West Virginia tied atop the league. Crosscutters trailing Frederick 2-0, bottom of the second right now, while West Virginia is in a 1-1 tie with Trenton, top of the second inning in Monongalia County Ballpark. The 0-2 down and in. Alex lays off a ball and two strikes. An early look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. All the games in the MLB Draft League tonight are seven innings in length, but following tonight's action, the seven-inning games cease for the remainder of the 2022 MLB Draft League season. All second-half games, no matter what day of the week, are scheduled for nine innings. 1-2 up and away, 2-2 the count. Of course, weather may play a factor and halt some games in seven innings, but all games scheduled for nine in the second half. Scrappers making sure they're all positioned correctly here as Terrell waves the bat in the left-handed box. Florida State Seminole, formerly a Miami Hurricane. Set by Brewer. Look towards second. Time is called by Terrell. Well, following tonight's action, there'll be four games remaining in the first half for all the teams in the MLB Draft League. And, of course, with rainouts, suspensions, cancellations, there is a difference in number of games played. So the Spikes, for instance, 15 and 18 this year. Scrappers actually played one more game. They're 15 and 19. 2-2 to Terrell, swung on and missed, strike three. The second K for Michael Brewer this evening. Runners still at first and second with one out for Lucas Cook, the shortstop out of Knoxville, Tennessee. And, of course, Lucas on for his second year with the Spikes in 2022. Really showcased himself, showcased his arm particularly in the middle infield. He has got a great arm. Of course, he has pitching experience, but he's been focused on being at the plate and in the field lately in his collegiate career, and that's carried over here to the MLB Draft League as he takes a breaking ball in tight, 1-0. Of course, he will likely become familiar with Medler Field again. That's because he's slated to continue his collegiate career at Purdue. One ball, no strikes. Brewer out of the stretch, delivers. Up and in for a ball, 2-0. Archer, the second baseman, fainted as if he were going to second to cover a pickoff play on Will Simpson, but it was no throw. Two balls, no strikes. Brewer sets. And the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. 2-1 the count. Took something off of it. Two balls and a strike. Middle infield, a double play depth for the Scrappers as they look to get out of the inning. Spikes, of course, turned three double plays, all with Jared Kengott on the mound last night. 2-1, bounced foul, third base side, it's 2-2. Kengott earning his first victory of the season one night after Mason Olsen earned his second. And, of course, Mason honored today with the MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week Award. And I had the chance to talk to him down on the field prior to tonight's game. Folks here in Happy Valley able to share and congratulating Mason. A prestigious honor, the 2-2 in type, 3-2 the count. Mason actually became the first Spikes pitcher not from West Virginia or Trenton to earn the honor. Casey Hunt and Dan Karitsis of the Thunder, both earning honor. Zach Braithwaite, who leads the league in velocity, he's touched 99 this year. He won a Pitcher of the Week award, as did Max Alba. 3-2, foul tip into the mitt, strike three. So that is back-to-back strikeouts for Brewer, three in total tonight. And with runners on first and second, two outs, here's John Meade. Meade came in at the tail end of the game last night, was a pinch runner in the sixth inning, scored a run. He came to bat in the seventh and flied out to left field. Out of Wilmington University in Delaware, all-region player this year, a native of Washington Township, New Jersey, in the pitch, and he turns on it and sends it high but foul over towards Bradley's Cheesesteaks and onto the roof of Bradley's, and it's going to stay there. A little souvenir for somebody later on down the line with a ladder. I don't think it'll be anybody that's here tonight. 0-1 the count. Meade in the left-handed box. Brewer gets the sign, sets. The 0-1. That's fouled back to the screen. 0-2 the count. So Mason Olsen, the MLB Draft League's Pitcher of the Week, and certainly he leads the league with a 0.33 ERA, 27 innings on the mound, which leads the league. That's a measure of the skill that he's been able to be so economical. Of course, he threw just 65 pitches in his five-inning outing on Sunday in Williamsport, did Olsen. 0-2. Tapper down the third baseline, but this will kick foul and is fielded in foul ground by Storbakken. So it remains 0-2. Mason has now racked up 13 consecutive scoreless innings. And he's been a great presence in the clubhouse. As you might have gathered from the interview, he is not someone who craves the spotlight, craves the attention, but he just goes out there and performs. And Spikes have been happy to have him. Jim Gott, Dave Tremblay have loved having Mason Olsen in the fold, and he is slated to continue his collegiate career at BYU. 0-2 the count to Meade. Pitch. That's high and sails back to the bricks. Ricochets back to the catcher around, but he'll have no play. Simpson moves to third. Karstetter to second on the wild pitch. One ball, two strikes. You know, it is game show night. Maybe we could say they've uncovered the wild card as in concentration. One ball, two strikes. Brewer sets. Two outs. Here's the pitch. And Meade pops it up. Left side of the infield, out to shallow left now. You lower the shortstop is there. He puts it away, and the inning is over. The Spikes with a hit, but they leave two runners in scoring position. End of two innings in a seven-inning contest. No score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at Geisinger.org.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. It'll be Xavier Carter, Dominic Bucco, and Buck Anderson. The 8-9 and 1 hitters due up for the Scrappers here in the third. Thomas Wilhite finally yielding a hit, the triple by Matt Archer in the second. But the two-out triple went for naught as he was stranded. Xavier Carter will lead it off for the Scrappers. Left-handed hitting right fielder. Batting .227 this season. A double, a homer, 9 runs knocked in. Over 26 games, a .370 on-base percentage. He takes a strike to start things out. 0-1 the count. Will Height pumps and delivers. That's high and away for ball 1-1. Scrappers manager Homer Bush coaching at third. Craig Antich coaching at first for Mahoning Valley. Here's the 1-1. Fastball low, 2-1 the count. Now the sun's starting to peek out of the clouds here a little bit. A little sunshine, especially in left field right now. Here's the 2-1. That's called strike on the outer edge. Clipped the corner, and it's 2-2. Of course, we're getting ever closer to the first full moon of July. There's the 2-2. Bounce to the right side. Taken by Hill. Whirls. Fires to first. Wilhite is there. And the out is made. Tremendous job by Thomas Wilhite. Hustling to the bag. And great job by Ty Hill. Didn't give up on the baseball. Chased it down in shallow right. World fired. Wilhite was there. 4-1 is the putout. And there's one down. Those in between balls, especially between first and second, can be real trouble sometimes. It's up to the pitcher to make that play happen. Wilhite did that. And Hill made a tremendous effort to get to the baseball, not let it go past him. Here's Dominic Bucco now, the left fielder. He was a pitcher last night. He's 0-for-6 in a pair of games. At the plate so far for the Scrappers, a recent addition to the squad. Bucco out of Youngstown State, so he played his college ball at Eastwood Field as well. He's a native of Saxonburg, Pennsylvania. The 1-0 tapped out in front of the plate, picked up by Wilhite. He'll set, throw to first in time. Got Bucco on the dribbler, two down. And Wilhite had to come towards the line. That one was veering off to the first base side, so Wilhite had to come off the mound. He's had to hustle in the field twice, and Kevin Karstetter comes over and gives him some well-deserved kudos after those two plays as the leadoff man in the Mahoning Valley order, Buck Anderson, steps in. He lined out to the shortstop, Lucas Cook, in the first. No score here in the top of the third. Hits are one aside. Remember, it's a Tuesday night in the first half of the MLB Draft League, so this a seven-inning contest, the last scheduled seven-inning contest of the season for both of these teams. And the first pitch to Anderson. Fastball down and in, 1-0 the count. Of course, the second half, changing rosters, and we'll do our best to keep you apprised of that over the course of the break for the draft. The Spikes will pick the schedule back up on the road in Mahoning Valley for the second half. Friday, July 22nd. So the 1-0 swung on and missed. 1-1, 90 on the fastball. It'll be a three-game series for the Spikes at Eastwood Field. Then they'll come back here to Medler Field at Lebrano Park for Christmas in July. Monday, July 25th, 6:35 p.m. By the way, Jared Box Project will be a big part of that night as well. And here's a liner on to second. Ty Hill is there. He snares it. And the Scrappers go down in order in the third. Two and a half gone. Scoreless at the ballpark on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at P.J. Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Come on down to Medler Field tonight and sign in, please, as the State College Spikes welcome the Mahoning Valley Scrappers for game show night. Vowels are free, and walking tacos are just $2 a piece on $2 Walking Taco Tuesday. No whammies, just fun on game show night with the Spikes tonight at 6:35. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Bottom half of the third inning, and Michael Brewer back on the mound for Mahoning Valley. Both pitchers have been efficient so far. Will Height, extremely so. He's needed just 37 pitches through the first three innings. Brewer, 34 pitches through the first two. It'll be the 9-1 and 2 hitters due up for the Spikes. Ryan Blackwell, Lyndon Weaver, and Jordan Williams. Starting with Blackwell, the catcher. And Ryan traces a path in the right-handed box, now readies for the first pitch, which comes in outside for a ball. Blackwell hitting .250 this season, but an on-base percentage of .449. 13 walks, 9 hits, 4 doubles in those 9 hits, 3 runs batted in as well. And he takes a strike on the outer edge, 1-1. Blackwell out of Amarillo, Texas. Product of Midland College, he's headed to Oral Roberts to continue his collegiate career. Breaking ball low and away, 2-1 the count. Ryan and Ben Columbus have been the core of the backstops for much of the year. Colin Adams joining them now. Owen Ayers was around for much of the season as well. Kevin Karstetter's caught at times. Here is a foul ball. Sky high to the first base side, but Chumley at the wall makes the catch. Nice concentration, or calmer, I should say. Chumley's been at first base, and he's been a good one. It's calmer tonight. And that foul out is the first out of the bottom of the third. Lyndon Weaver now the batter. He fouled out to calmer further along the first baseline back in the opening frame. Here is the pitch. Breaking ball lifted in the air, center field. Anderson waiting on it, now fades back a few more steps, but raises the mitt and makes the catch, two down. Now to bring Jordan Williams to the plate. Williams, the left fielder, struck out swinging in the first. No score, bottom of the third in a seven-inning game. And Williams peers in at the pitcher. Bending down, now he is back up, so is Brewer. The pitch homeward is a called strike on the outer edge. Breaking ball, it's 79, 0-1 the count. And the 0-1. up high for a ball. One ball and one strike. The pitch. Fastball low and away, 2-1 the count. Seven inning games have been actually pretty good to the Spikes throughout this season. Pitch. That's foul back to the bricks. 2-2. State College in the seven inning contest. They are 4-1 this season, including that record-setting outing last Tuesday. The 2-2 fouled to the third base side. Count remains the same. Mason Ronan serving as deputy ball boy. On the top step of the dugout, 2-2, and that's a called strike three, and Williams jumps up in the box, not for joy. But that is the fourth strikeout for Michael Brewer, and the Spikes are down in order in the third. We move to the fourth. Still no score here at Midler Field at LeBron O Park on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishing since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the fourth inning, and it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Alex Ulloa, Brian Calmer, Reed Chumley, the 2-3-4 hitters batting here in the top half of the fourth. Thomas Wilhine has set down the last four he's faced after yielding the triple, and here's a soft liner off the bat of Ulloa, out for it and nearly able to make the backhand grab was Terrell on the run, but it just eludes the mitt, and it's strike one. Ulloa grounded out to second his first time up. Back in the opening frame. We'll open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in earnest now. In the top of the third, Frederick leading Williamsport 4-1 at historic Bowman Field. And that a seven-inning game like this one is. Here's the 0-1 to Ulloa. That's tapped off the plate, but it bounces behind home. Foul ball, 0-2. Meanwhile, West Virginia in that tie atop the standings with Williamsport is also in a tie with Trenton currently. 1-1 in the top of the third down in the Mountain State. Teams will change dance partners starting on Thursday. Williamsport will come here for the first game of that series. The 0-2 pitch busted inside and sent foul to the seats first base side. 0-2. Final series of the year will be Williamsport State College. Again, the alternating sites. State College for the first game. Williamsport the last two. Mahoning Valley will visit West Virginia. Frederick taking on Trenton in the matchup of the other teams. Although, margin's not that big. one of them could have a long shot bid at making it in. Here's a fly ball to right center field. Lyndon Weaver races for it and makes the catch. One away in the top of the fourth. Here's Brian Kalmer now, the McDonald strikeout guy, 0-for-1. Rounded out to second in the opening inning, but of course, as a McDonald strikeout guy, the crowd here hoping that he whiffs. That means free Big Macs with any purchase. Starting tomorrow and for the next 3 days at local participating McDonald's. Here's a foul ball toward the bullpen and on the run. Tristan Hudson, one of the newest spikes. Racing in, could not quite get to it. It's 0-1. Two new spikes have officially joined the club. Another added to the active roster, and we await his impending arrival. 0-1 to Kalmer. Here's a tapper on to second. Coming in, Hill bends down, scoops it up, throw to first in time. Two away. Will Height being tremendously efficient yet again tonight. Two new spikes who are here, Ryan Chesney and outfielder from Benedict College down in South Carolina, a native of Kearney, New Jersey. Also, DeAndre Shelton, an infielder from Texas Rio Grande Valley. He's a native of Katy, Texas. Both of them officially join the club today. Trent Taylor, an outfielder from UCF, will also be on the Spikes roster. He actually is on the roster. He is not yet in Happy Valley, however, but we look forward to welcoming him here. All of those players are, by the way, slated to stay with the Spikes for the second half of the season. The 1-0, breaking ball low, 2-0 the count. And the second half home schedule once again gets underway Monday, July 25th. Christmas in July at the ballpark. And the last Buck Monday of the season, all at 6:35 when the Spikes host the Williamsport Crosscutters. Plenty of great action coming up in the second half. The 2-0, and that is lined to right field and fading back. Meade sees it skip past him to the right field wall, and Chumley is into second. That's going to be a base hit, but also an error, as Chumley will get credit for the signal, but then the misplay by Meade, the first error of the night for the Spikes. And Zach Storbach will be the batter. He fouled out to the first baseman, Terrell, in the second. Well, John Meade getting the hang of things here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Each ballpark has its idiosyncrasies or different sight patterns as the evening and the late afternoon goes on into evening. Storbach takes a strike on the inner half. It's 0-1. But still adjusting, and of course, Spikes will also see some departures from this team, but perhaps as well some more players drafted, four selected in the 2021 draft. All of them making their way up the ladder in their respective organizations. Here's a ground ball between short and third. Grabbed by Cook, deep in the hole, throw to first in time, and there's Lucas Cook with that cannon. Firing away for another out. Told you that he has showed off the infield arm all throughout the season. He does it again there to get Storbach in at the bag. No runs, one hit, one error, one runner left on base. End of 3.5 in a 7-inning game, so we're halfway home here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. No score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at 4 convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Let's go, Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, we remind you this is the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Ty Hill, Will Simpson, Kevin Karstetter due up here in the bottom of the fourth in a seven-inning contest that is scoreless thus far. Mahoning Valley with two hits, the Spikes with one, State College with an error that did not affect play at all. And into the windup, Michael Brewer's first pitch of the inning is a grounder between first and second, a base hit. So Ty Hill aboard with a leadoff single. Second time the leadoff man has reached for the Spikes. The first time was when Will Simpson singled back in the second. He is the batter now as he'll head into the right-handed batter's box. The Seattle native tied for the MLB Draft League lead in homers with five. Meanwhile, we'll open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, get you some Major League Baseball scores on there as well. Hill leading off first. Ty is 3-for-6 in steal attempts this year. The pitch homeward, that's a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. The Pirates and the Marlins tied up at 1, going to the fourth inning down in Miami. White Sox leading the Guardians 3-0, top of the second. 0-1 the count to Simpson. The pitch. Low and away. One ball, one strike. That game, the second of a doubleheader between the White Sox and Guardians. Cleveland took the opener of the double dip, 4-1. The 1-1 from Brewer. Up and in. And Simpson backs out of the way. 2-1 the count. Phillies and Blue Jays meeting in Toronto. The Blue Jays leading 2-0, top of the second. Of course, it is a rematch of the 1993 World Series, a legendary home run by Joe Carter. As Tom Cheek said, you'll never hit a bigger home run in your life. 2-2 to Simpson, fouled back. Count remains the same. But, of course, something was made a big deal of during that time, but it has gotten lost in the nearly 30 years since. The Phillies at one time were nicknamed the Blue Jays. It was very briefly. It was during World War II. There was still time for experimentation with nicknames. They weren't really formalized the way they are today as trademarks and marketing terms, all that. In fact, most nicknames were originally the invention of newspapermen who were just looking for ways to describe the team other than Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Toronto. Here's the 2-2. And Simpson drives this one down the left field line, but it is curving, and it will go foul into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Actually, ricochets back onto the field. Dom Bucco has it. He'll toss it back to the mini-tab group in the Picnic Pavilion. That's awfully nice of him. 2-2 the count. But the Phillies changed to the Blue Jays for 2 years. They actually wore predominantly blue jerseys during that time, which is why that nickname kind of lent itself. There goes Hill on the 2-2. Pitch low and away for a ball. Throw it at a second is high. Sails into center, but backed up by Anderson. And Hill wasn't able to pop right back up after the steal. But he does grab the bag, his fourth stolen base of the year, and moves into scoring position with a full count on Will Simpson. But, of course, then in the Phillies readopted the Phil's nickname once World War II concluded, and they've held on to it since officially. Well, in 1977, Blue Jays was adopted by Toronto. Payoff pitch to Simpson, low and away for a ball, and he works the walk. So runners on first and second, nobody on. Here's Kevin Carstetter. He walked against Brewer back in the second. Of course, one of the reasons for the Blue Jays nickname is that the original owner of the Toronto Blue Jays, Labatt Breweries, of course, Labatt Blue, their trademark brand. So, of course, they were going to go with blue. Now owned by Rogers Communications, the sprawling media conglomerate up in Canada. That's why nearly every arena and stadium you see is named Rogers Place, Rogers Arena. Pitch to Carstetter. That swung on, popped up, first base side, and that'll fade out of play. Of course, Rogers Place, the official name of what opened up as Sky Dome. Still the home of the Blue Jays, for a time the home of the Toronto Argonauts. Elsewhere on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Red Sox and the Rays scoreless bottom of the second. Mets and Braves also scoreless bottom of the first. Brewers and Twins about to get underway in Minnesota. We're scoreless here in State College. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning in a game set for seven, but spikes are threatening. First and second, nobody out. Brewer out of the stretch, the 0-1. And Carstetter lifts this in the air, left field. Bucco going back to the warning track at the wall. He makes the catch, and the runners will have to retreat. Well, Bucco went all the way to the Geisinger sign right in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion and was able to track the ball. So one down here in the bottom of the fourth, and Alex Terrell, the batter. First baseman struck out back in the second, but I have the feeling if he pulls the ball to right field the way Carstetter pulled the ball to left, especially with the launch angle that Terrell puts on the baseball, that might drop into the bleachers. Pitch. That's down and in for a ball. Blocked by Arauz. 1-0. Mariners and Nationals in a rain delay down in Washington. And the Yankees and Reds also delayed in the Bronx. Dodgers and Cardinals about to get underway in St. Louis. Jordan Hicks to get the start for St. Louis. The former Spike, who is the fastest recorded pitcher by MLB StatCast technology, but now trying to make his way back after elbow troubles. And the 1-0 lined foul, first base side, 1-1. Later on tonight, the Orioles and Cubs at 8:05. Former Spike Adrian Sampson will get the start for Chicago in that contest. A's and Rangers will get underway later on tonight. Now it looks like Youngster might have been inadvertently hit by that foul, but he is up. He is walking and getting some attention, aided by Brett Tyson, one of our great ushers here at Medler Field at the Bono Park. Tigers and Royals will tangle at 8:10. The Padres and Rockies at 8:40. 1-1 to Terrell. Here's the set. And Brewer to the plate. And Terrell pops this one up on the infield. Infield fly rule in effect. The third baseman, Storbakken, on the mound makes the catch. Runners do stay put. They didn't hazard to advance. And with two down, Lucas Cook, the batter. He struck out back in the second against Brewer. Also on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Astros and Angels meet later tonight at 9:38, 9:45 start time for the Giants and Diamondbacks in San Francisco. No score, bottom of the fourth, but Cook has contributed clutch two-out hits before. If he does it here, he'll likely give the Spikes the lead. He swings and fouls it off of the catcher, Arauz. 0-1 the count. And Le'Veon Bell says he's shifting his focus to boxing and will not play in the NFL this season. Following in the footsteps of Ed Too Tall Jones, the 0-1 swung on and missed, 0-2. Dominant defensive lineman for Dallas in the late 70s and into the 80s. He actually took a year off, though, to try and pursue a boxing career, but did not pan out for him, though he did spar with Muhammad Ali at one time. Here's the set and the 0-2. Fastball low, one ball, two strikes.
Everybody clap your hands.
No score here in the bottom of the fourth. First and second, two down. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by the Ramada State College Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. The 1-2 popped up. First base side, Calmer on for it again, but this will tumble into the first row of seats, and everybody's A-OK. Still a ball and two strikes. There is now there's a right-hander just sort of fooling around on top of the hill, not actually warming up for Mahoning Valley. Of course, Brewer, in 3 2/3 innings, has thrown 63 pitches tonight. 39 of them for strikes. Cook levels the bat in the right-handed box. Brewer looks at second briefly, looks again. Now the pitch. Up and in. Cook backs out of the way. 2-2. Two hits aside here. Spikes with a lone error, but it did not affect things. Still scoreless here in the bottom of the fourth. Brewer has what he likes, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the breaking ball, and that is the fifth strikeout for Michael Brewer this evening. The Spikes net a hit, but they leave two on. End of four here in a seven-inning contest. Still scoreless between the Spikes and the Scrappers on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Into the fifth inning. And the Spikes go to the bullpen. Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fifth. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Thomas Wilhite was outstanding once again on the mound. Four innings. He does allow two hits tonight, but no runs. He did not walk a batter. He recorded one strikeout, and Wilhite, tremendously efficient. 48 pitches, 32 for strikes, That is his sixth consecutive outing between 40 and 49 pitches. And taking over for him on the mound, making his Spikes debut, Tristan Holden, the product of North Greenville University down in South Carolina, the NCAA Division II national champions. And Hudson played a big part in that. He recorded the final out, closing it out in the final frame, as the Crusaders won the crown. A native of Salem, South Carolina, 6'3", 190 pounds, and he's coming in right away with a pair of strikes on Matt Archer. And Hudson just celebrated his 24th birthday back on July 3rd. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Bounced back from the bricks. Blackwell receives it. Throw on to first in time. And Archer is retired via the K, and that's the second strikeout for Spikes pitching tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. So with one down, here's Alex Arouse, the catcher. He is 0 for 1. He is the other strikeout victim for the Scrappers tonight, and he takes a ball down and away. 1-0 the count. Hudson is relying on the breaking pitch early. This time a fastball over the outer half, and it's 2-0. Just missed the outer half, as a matter of fact. Hudson kicks back, wind-up pitch. That bounces in, blocked by Blackwell, but it deflects off his arm. 3-0 the count. Tristan Hudson thrives with a lot of movement, and he was outstanding in relief for North Greenville this year, as there's a strike. 3-1 the count. The pitch, that is chopped on to third, taken in by Karstetter. Throw across the diamond in time, two away. Hudson went 4-1 with five saves this collegiate season, recording a 2.34 ERA, 28 appearances, 42 and a third total innings. He struck out 53, walked just 17. As North Greenville defeated Point Loma to complete the Division II Men's College World Series June the 10th. And the first pitch is Xavier Carter, breaking ball, swung on and missed, 0-1. Carter is 0 for 1. He grounded out to second, although as a pitcher, Wilhite, that had to come over and cover. Now a bouncer foul down the first baseline, snagged by Terrell, and he will toss it to Hudson, who raced over to first base anyway. And, well, Hudson doesn't like that baseball. He'll just toss it out himself, all the way to Will Johnson on the top step of the Spikes dugout, assistant coach, along with hitting coach David Valdez, who has done a tremendous job with the Spikes this year, State College, leading the MLB Draft League in home runs. And a breaking ball is a called strike three on the outer edge. Second strikeout for Tristan Hudson, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Pediatrics website is just for kids. Check out kids.mountnittany.org. Three up, three down for the Scrappers. Four and a half gone in a seven-inning contest. No score here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider at Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombrado Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Michael Brewer back on for the Scrappers here in the bottom of the fifth. John Mead, Ryan Blackwell, Lyndon Weaver, the 8-9 and 1 hitters due up for the Spikes. No score here, and of course this game's scheduled for 7. Actually, the Spikes played a scoreless tie last year. Of course, in the 2021 MLB Draft League season, there was no extra innings. The sudden death tiebreaker developed for this year, so the Spikes actually did have a scoreless tie. And that was in the month of August in Trenton. As here is a sharp grounder to first off the bat of Meade, but taken by Brian Calmer. He'll go to the base himself and step on it. One down. Here's Ryan Blackwell, the catcher. He is 0-for-1 with a foul out to first. That scoreless tie was in a 7-inning game on August the 4th last year. And it just ended as a tie. Now, of course, this season, if we were to reach the end of 7 with no score, we would go to the sudden-death tiebreaker. Now, there still may not be a run scored in the game. The defensive team, netting 3 outs before the offensive team can score, ends the game and wins it for the defense. So, but in that case, it would go the Spikes' direction, which the extra frames in the sudden-death tiebreaker have not generally done this year. Spikes are 2-4 in the tiebreaker. The 0-1 to Blackwell, taken for a strike on the outer edge. 0-2 the count. Wind up and the pitch. And that's lifted in the air onto right field. Coming in on it is Carter. He'll make the catch. Two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Brewer has thrown 70 pitches tonight, just now at 70. And Lyndon Weaver to the plate. Weaver, the center fielder, is 0-for-2. Fouled out to first, flied out to center. Each side with two hits apiece. State College with a lone error. The Scrappers have left two runners on base. The Spikes, 4. Three of them in scoring position. Of course, both of the runners Mahoning Valley has left on base have been in scoring position as well. Although both of their hits have been with two outs, one for extra bases, then a single plus an error. Weaver takes a ball, 1-0. Brewer back into the windup, the pitch. Fastball down and away, 2-0 the count. Jordan Williams on deck if Weaver can extend the inning. 0-0, bottom five, pitch. In tight for a ball, 3-0 to Weaver. And Brewer delivers, and Weaver slaps this one between short and third. A base hit, swinging on 3-0, and he collects his first hit of the night. And now with Lyndon Weaver on first, two outs. And Lyndon, 18 of 21 in stolen bases this year. The thinking man would probably say he's going to be on the move here, but exactly when will that be? It'll be at some point during this event, you can be sure. Jordan Williams, the switch-hitting left fielder, bats as a lefty once again, up for the third time against Brewer. He's 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. And Brewer to the plate. Breaking ball in the dirt. Weaver thought about going, but he scurries back to first. It's ball one. Jordan Williams' father, Reggie, a big leaguer. Jordan will be headed to Florida State to continue his collegiate career. He played at San Jacinto College, San Jack. Native of Odessa, Florida. And the 1-0, bluff steal by Weaver. The pitch high for a ball, 2-0 the count. Ty Hill is on deck. Spikes looking to crack the goose eggs here. Meanwhile, Kiernan Higgins is atop the hill in the Spikes bullpen. He may be on for the sixth inning. The 2-0. And Williams lifts this one into right center. Anderson going back. He'll make the catch in the gap. And the inning is over. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base. We're five innings complete. We've only got two innings to go in regulation. No score here at Midler Field, Lebrano Park on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at P.J. Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
The State College Spikes are back home Wednesday night when kids run the show. Game time is 6:35 against Mahoning Valley, and kids take over the ballpark in a variety of roles throughout the night. Plus, it's a Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition presented by Mount Nittany Health. And for the big kids, it's Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with a Line and Kugel Summer Shandy Happy Hour. Both half price from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Once again, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Tristan Hudson, his first appearance for the Spikes, a successful one, one inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts, and Hudson needed only 11 pitches, eight of them strikes. He gives way now to Kiernan Higgins while Mason Olsen leads the MLB Draft League and earned run average this season. It was Higgins that did so last year, posting a .36 ERA this season. Higgins has a 1-1-3 mark in five appearances, a 1-0 record. He has one hold to his credit, eight innings of work. He's allowed just one run on five hits, seven strikeouts to four walks, a .172 opponent's batting average. So Thomas Wilhite, four scoreless innings. Tristan Hudson keeps it up. Well, the Spikes have not been able to muster a run as of yet either. As we begin the sixth inning, first pitch to Dominic Bucco, a strike over the outer edge, 0-1. Bucco, the number 9 hitter in the Mahoning Valley order, is 0-1. He grounded out to the pitcher in the third. Higgins rises to the stretch in the 0-1, slices inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Fielders the same for the Spikes surrounding the mound. Terrell at first, Hill at second, Cook at short, Karstetter at third. Blackwell, the man behind the plate, the 1-1 to Bucco, high and away with a fastball, 2-1. Jordan Williams in left, Lyndon Weaver in center, and John Mead in right. Higgins with a 2-1. That's a strike, breaking ball over the outer edge, 2-2 the count. Now, no one warming up yet in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Brewer has gone five innings so far. He's thrown 77 pitches. He might have a little left in the tank. Here's a bouncer leaping in the air. Kiernan Higgins snags it, heads over to first, wins the race to the bag. And there's one gone, and Kiernan Higgins used every bit of his 6'4 frame, and he goes 235, but he took that up high to snag that one. And then his momentum carrying to the bag, he figured he'd just take it himself. One gone. Buck Anderson, the leadoff man in the Mahoning Valley order, is lined out twice. Once to short, once to second. Three hits for the Spikes, two hits for the Scrappers. No score here on the top of the sixth in a seven-inning game. Lights are on, but they aren't even needed right now here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And a pitch. That's low for a ball, 1-0. It's not too often that a potential post-game interview could take place in daylight. At least not in a game that started at 6:35 in the night. The 1-0, that's taken for a strike in the inside corner, 1-1. Higgins rises, the 1-1. Slices down low, ball two. Spikes and Scrappers will meet again in the finale of this series. It'll be the third game of the Spikes' four-game homestand. Tomorrow night, kids take over the ballpark. We've got a nice mixture of kids already, so if you've been looking to fill out the form, unfortunately, you're just a tad late as the grounder to second taken by Hill. Throw to first in time, two down, top of the sixth inning. But there will be Kids Run the Bases after the game, presented by Mount Nittany Health. As part of Kids Take Over the Ballpark, and of course, it's a Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Half-price glasses of wine, 5:30 to 7:30. Also, a Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy Happy Hour with half-price Line and Kugel's from 5:30 to 7:30 as well. Called strike on the inner half, 0-1 the count. All that taking place tomorrow night, back to a nine-inning game as well. Be on the air with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at approximately 6:10. Game time, 6:35. The 0-1 to Uloa swung on and missed. 0-2, tickets available now here at the ticket office of the ballpark, open until the end of the game tonight. Can call and get tickets at 814-272-1711 as well. 0-2, breaking ball high and in tight. One ball, two strikes, and you can go online to the only authentic source for authentic Spikes tickets. StateCollegeSpikes.com. The 1-2. Fastball just low. 2-2 the count. And this is the last scheduled seven-inning game of the season for both teams. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Blackwell hangs on. And that is Kiernan Higgins' first strikeout of the night. The Spikes fourth. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. 0-0 with an inning and a half to go. The bottom of the sixth when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Let's take College Spikes are back home Wednesday night when kids run the show. Game time is 6:35 against Mahoning Valley, and kids take over the ballpark in a variety of roles throughout the night. Plus, it's a Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition presented by Mount Nittany Health. And for the big kids, it's Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars with a Line and Kugel Summer Shandy Happy Hour. Both half price from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at StateCollegeSpikes.com.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents. Watching the students see every intricate part of health, I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Bottom of the sixth inning here, the next to last inning of tonight's game, at least scheduled. And Ty Hill, Will Simpson, and Kevin Karstetter will lead it off for State College. Beginning with Hill, who is 1-for-2. Meanwhile, Michael Brewer, back on the mound for Mahoning Valley into his sixth inning of work. And Hill stepping into the right-handed box. Again, bounced back to the pitcher in the first, singled and stole a base in the fourth, but was stranded. He takes a breaking ball inside, 1-0. Brewers' 78th pitch of the night there. There is right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Maddox Richardson ready to enter as the 1-0 pitch swung on and missed, 1-1. If I had to hazard a guess, and I don't know exactly what the pitch count limit is tonight for Brewer, it's probably in the vicinity of 85. He'll start the inning. I don't know that he'll finish it. Pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. But the Scrappers looking to put some things together here. No score, bottom of the sixth. 2-1 pitch. Low and away for a ball, 3-1. And Hill will back out of the right-handed box and take some cuts. For the Scrappers in the seventh, Calmer, Chumley, and Storbakken do up as Hill takes ball four and a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring Will Simpson to the plate. The designated hitter singled in the second, walked in the fourth. Right-handed action in the State College bullpen, and it is Daniel Harper, the righty out of Kentucky. It'll be up to the Spikes to see whether it's in a closing situation or to try to keep it a scoreless game. And the pitch called strike on the inner half, 0-1 to Simpson. Two hits for Mahoning Valley. A single by Reed Chumley, a triple by Matt Archer. Three hits for the Spikes. A single by Lyndon Weaver. Ty Hill with a single, and Will Simpson with a single as well. Pitch high for a ball, 1-1. There's been one error in the game. It did not factor in this one at all. Belongs to the Spikes. One ball, one strike. Brewer out of the stretch. The pitch. In tight for a ball, 2-1. Richardson continues to warm in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Two and one the count. Hill leading off first, already with a steal. Bluffs off first. The 2-1 pitch is lofted foul, right side, 2-2. So Kiernan Higgins with a 1-2-3-6 after Tristan Hudson did the same in the fifth. Thomas Wilhite gave up both hits, but that was all. Brewer sets. The 2-2. And Simpson smacks this foul along the ground, third base side. Count remains the same. Well, potential go-ahead run at first base. No score, bottom of the sixth. Moving right along here at the ballpark. 2-2. Simpson pops it up, foul behind home plate, but it floats out of play. Two balls and two strikes. You know, they say it's important to have good company at the ballpark. We've got it up here in the booth tonight, that's for sure. 2-2 the count. Pitch homeward, and Simpson lifts this one in the air. Center field, Anderson going back, and the warning track, he reels it in. Hill retreats to first, and that was a great play by Buck Anderson going back on the ball. He has been a star throughout his two seasons in the Major League Baseball Draft League, and another example produced by Anderson. Why he's been able to put together such a great record here as now Kevin Karstetter steps in. Karstetter nearly had a homer to left, but Don Bucco was able to chase it down in the fourth inning. Karstetter has also walked in the game. Hill leads off first. Brewer delivers. There goes Hill. The pitch line to left field, a base hit. Hill around second. He's going to head for third. The throw from left is not in time. Go-ahead run just 90 feet away as Kevin Karstetter delivers the single. Hill going in motion. Fourth hit of the night for the Spikes. The excitement level rising here at the ballpark to the point we almost got knocked off the air. And now Homer Bush is headed out to the mound, and that might be it for Michael Brewer, who really did pitch a gem tonight. 5 2/3 innings so far. It's a quality start by any estimation. But the entire infield surrounding him, and this may be a questioning, are you good to go for one more batter? It's a big batter to get. Alex Terrell, who can send the ball a mile. He's 0-2 tonight, but if he puts the bat on the ball, he'll definitely give the Spikes the lead, and it could be a big one. And that's what it is. This was a questioning. This is Homer Bush trying to pump up his infield. And so it'll be Michael Brewer, who has thrown 90 pitches tonight. Back on the mound, 5 1/3 innings. And runners at first and third for State College. Alex Girard to the plate. And the crowd volume is rising here. Brewer delivers. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball to start him off. 0-1 the count. Kevin Karstetter with speed at first base. He is second on the team in stolen bases as well. Here's the 0-1. And Terrell with a flare to center field. A base hit. Not the mighty cut we expect, but effective nonetheless. An RBI single for Alex Terrell, and the Spikes finally take the opening lead in the next to last inning of regulation. 1-0 State College. Terrell fisted that one and put it right in between the retreating Ulloa and the center fielder Anderson coming in. We saw him go back extremely well. He can come in well also, but that one perfectly placed by Davey Florida's own Alex Terrell. Now Lucas Cook. He'll try to extend the lead here. 5 hits now for the Spikes tonight. Brewer will stay in to face the righty Cook. The lefty John Meade is on deck. Pitch. And Cook swings, pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. And it will tumble off the seats and down into the camera well. Nice snag there. Our cameraman, and he'll immediately hand it off to Will Simpson, who flips it to a fan with a glove in the first row. Bingo, bango, bongo. Owen won the count. The set. Archer heads to second. He'll retreat. There go the runners. The pitch in the dirt. Throw on to third. Not in time. Double steal there. And it works to perfection. Karstetter to third. Alex Terrell not noted for his speed, but he's able to dig and grab the steal on the back half. So Karstetter with his 13th stolen base of the season. Terrell his first. Two runners in scoring position, one out. And the infield up all the way around for the Scrappers. And deservedly so here in the bottom of the sixth in a 7-inning game. 1-1 the count to Cook. Brewer sets, delivers. And Cook sends this one to right center, but on for it is Carter. He'll make the catch. Karstetter will tag from third. He will score. And it's a sacrifice fly to make it 2-0 Spikes. The double steal was in play in order to score that run specifically. And Cook did his job delivering the sacrifice fly to bring in his 15th RBI of the season. Terrell, by the way, has upped his RBI count to 14 for the Spikes. And now John Meade, one of the newest Spikes, up for the third time. He has popped out to short, grounded out to first. Terrell leading off second. Brewer remains on the mound. And delivers. And Meade lines it to center field. A base hit. Terrell around third. He's getting waved in. Here's the throw. It's cut off. There'll be no throw to the plate. And John Meade with a two-out RBI single delivers to make it 3-0. The Spikes have opened it up here in the sixth, and now Homer Bush is going to go to the mound, and we're going to see a pitching change. Well, Homer put his trust in his starter, and again, deservedly so. 5 1/3 innings, nearly unscathed. He had yielded 3 hits, 3 walks, with Karstetter coming up and then Terrell. And it just got to be too much. So Spikes taking the 3-0 advantage. If they score any more, Daniel Harper won't have a save opportunity tonight, but I'm sure he'd be fine with that. He's going to get his work one way or the other. And Luke Seidel will pinch run for Meade. He'll also take over in the outfield for him in the seventh inning, the final inning of regulation. As a new pitcher on for the Scrappers, and it is Maddox Richardson. We'll have the numbers on him in the remainder of this sixth inning. When we come back, the Spikes leading 3-0. In the next to last inning of regulation on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes cap off the homestand on Thursday night, and fans of age can enjoy another Thirsty Thursday. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. with $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts available from 5:30 to 7:30. Plus, it's Ag Night as we celebrate our agriculture industry in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Mahoning Valley making their first pitching change of the night, and it is the right-hander Maddox Richardson on the mound. Richardson making his seventh appearance, a 1-1 record, a 10.80 ERA. He is 0-for-1 in save opportunities. In 8 1/3 innings, he has allowed 10 runs, all earned on 14 hits, 5 strikeouts to 4 walks. Opponents batting .368 against him. Michael Brewer on the hook right now, 5 2/3 innings for the starter, who ended up throwing an MLB Draft League high 96 pitches in this outing, 58 of them for strikes. He allows 6 hits. He's responsible for the runner on first, all 3 runs against him as well. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. But I would say, even though it doesn't fit the official statistical definition of a quality start, it was a quality start for Michael Brewer. He pitched outstanding tonight. Ends up allowing 3 walks, and he struck out 5. The 1-0 to Blackwell, sent foul, first base side. Daniel Harper continues to warm in the Spikes bullpen. He had to pause for a moment as the Spikes had their 3-run flurry here and are continuing on. A runner on first, 2 down. Again, Luke Seidel pinch running at first base. So he'll take over in the outfield in the seventh when the Scrappers will have Calmer, Chumley, and Storbach, and the 3-4-5 hitters due up likely against Harper. A check swing on the high delivery. Appeal down to first. Keith Lepianka says he went. 1-2 the count. 3-0 Spikes. Bottom of the sixth inning in a 7-inning game. Richardson dangles the arm. Has the sign. Sets at the belt. There goes Seidel. The pitch is swung on and missed. Gets out of the middle of a round. So I have to throw to first to complete the strikeout. His throw arrived, but in time. Calmer gets back to the bag. Ryan Blackwell not happy, but it finishes off the strikeout for Richardson. That is the sixth strikeout for Scrappers pitching tonight. However, three runs on three hits. One runner left on base. The Spikes have taken the lead here in the next to last inning of regulation. Now they need three outs to put it away, and Daniel Harper will look to provide that when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scirbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see Junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh and final inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Kiernan Higgins, one inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, one strikeout. Higgins throwing a total of 14 pitches, eight of them for strikes, and he gives way to Daniel Harper, who has been a closer pretty much since he began his time here in State College, making his seventh appearance of the year. He'll be bidding to make his sixth in a finishing role. A 1-0 record, a 0 ERA, 2-for-2 in save opportunities. He has the chance at his third here tonight. 7 2/3 innings, is not allowed a run on 7 hits. 8 strikeouts to 4 walks, a 259 opponent's batting average. And Brian Calmer, Reed Chumley, and Zach Storbakken do up here, starting with Calmer. The McDonald strikeout guy has grounded out twice, but he whiffs at the first pitch of the seventh inning. 3-0 lead for the Spikes. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball for Harper. And the crowd getting loud here. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Calmer trying to make something happen here in the seventh. This was a scoreless tie until the Spikes played those three runs in the bottom of the sixth. The 0-2, that's fouled off to the Swedes, first base side, into the Geisinger Champions Club. Meanwhile, Frederick leads Williamsport 6-3, bottom of the fifth at historic Bowman Field. West Virginia leading Trenton 6-2, top of the fifth. Black Bears bidding to take a one-game lead in the league, and the 0-2 to Calmer, swung on and missed. And this crowd erupts. Big Macs for everybody starting tomorrow with any purchase. And going for the next 3 days just by presenting your ticket to tonight's game show night game. Say, that's a great prize. And here's Reed Chumley now, the designated hitter, 1-for-2. Flied out to center in the second, singled in the fourth. The first pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. Tomorrow, 6:35 game here. A Wine Wednesday at the ballpark. Half price wine, 5:30 to 7:30. Line and Kugel Summer Shandy Happy Hour. Half price, 5:30 to 7:30 as well. The 0-1 to Chumley swung on and missed. 0-2, nothing but fastballs. That one pumped in at 96 miles an hour by Harper. 0-2 the count. The pitch. That's fouled, first base side. Also, kids take over the ballpark tomorrow, which means kids run the bases after the game, thanks to Mount Nittany Health. All part of tomorrow night's action. Get your tickets now here at the ballpark or by calling 814-272-1711 or at the only online source for authentic Spikes tickets, statecollegespikes.com. The 0-2 outside for a ball at 96. One ball, two strikes. Harper gets the sign. Here's the 1-2. Fastball. There's the called strike three. 93 miles an hour on that one. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 17 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Zach Storbakken, the last hope for the Scrappers. He is 0-2 with a foul out to first and a ground out to short. Daniel Harper gets the sign, delivers. That's fouled, first base side. And it's a 6:35 game tomorrow, scheduled for 9 innings once again, as we will be throughout the 2022 MLB Draft League schedule, or at least the remainder of it. Pitch upstairs for a ball. 1-1 to Storbakken. That one is fouled at the plate. It's 1-2. Down to their last strike, the Scrappers. Brendan Knoll gets the ball tomorrow for State College. The Minnesota State right-hander will take on Mahoning Valley righty Frank Ellisalt. We'll be on with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health at approximately 6:10. The 1-2 pitch, that's outside. Storbakken did not chase. 2-2 the count, again at 96. Harper has lived between 93 and 96. It's been nothing but fastballs here. The chant of Let's Go Spikes goes up. The 2-2 lifted in the air down the right field line, but tailing into the Spikes bullpen. Still two balls and two strikes. Then on Thursday, 6:35 game as the Williamsport Crosscutters come in. Spikes will try to play spoiler to the Crosscutters' hopes for a first half title in the MLB Draft League. The 2-2 to Storbakken once again, and once again it goes foul, popped up to the seats behind the plate, but then bounced up into the Mifflin County wireless suite. And a nice snag by gentlemen in that box. Still 2-2 to Storbakken. I believe this will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. And it's delivered. And it's in the air. Center field. Lyndon Weaver comes in a couple of steps, raises the mitt, and the State College Spikes win it tonight. A two-hit shutout for Thomas Wilhite, Tristan Hudson, Kiernan Huggins, Higgins, and Daniel Harper to finish it off, as the Spikes score all three runs in the bottom of the sixth to win it in seven by the score of 3-0. We will be back with you in just a moment. We'll look to go downstairs and chat with the player of the game. So many candidates tonight. We'll have that for you right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians
physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte, always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
The State College Spikes are back home Wednesday night when kids run the show. Game time is 6:35 against Mahoning Valley, and kids take over the ballpark in a variety of roles throughout the night. Plus, it's a Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition presented by Mount Nittany Health. And for the big kids, it's Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with a Line and Kugel Summer Shandy Happy Hour. Both half price from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Final score here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. State College 3, Mahoning Valley nothing. The last scheduled seven-inning game of the MLB Draft League season for both teams. Final game totals, Mahoning Valley no runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. For State College, three runs on six hits, one error, and six runners left on base. And the winning pitcher in the game will be Tristan Hudson, who comes in his first outing, nets the victory. The loss to Michael Brewer, a tough luck loss. Brewer will drop to 1-1 on the season. The save to Daniel Harper, his third in as many opportunities. Time of the game, a sizzling 1 hour and 53 minutes in front of 2,051 here tonight at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Don't forget tomorrow, kids take over the ballpark. Kids run the bases after the game as well, thanks to Mount Nittany Health. And it's also a Wine Wednesday. Half-price wine from Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, 5:30 to 7:30. Also a Line and Kugel Summer Shandy Happy Hour with half-price lineys from 5:30 to 7:30 as well. Then Thursday night, the Spikes will change opponents. Williamsport coming in at 6:35 for a Thirsty Thursday. $2.16 select drafts, $4.16 craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. And it's Agna at the ballpark. And attention, everybody, there will be goats on the concourse. I repeat, goats on the concourse Thursday night. Well, for tonight, a 3-0 win for the Spikes. They capture a home series over the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, the first home series victory for the Spikes this season. Improved to 7-9 here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park and win their fourth consecutive game thanks to the pitching efforts of Thomas Wilhite, Tristan Hudson, Kiernan Higgins, and Daniel Harper with the clutch hits by Alex Terrell and John Mead, sandwiched around a sacrifice fly by Lucas Cook to plate three runs in the sixth inning. We'll be back with you tomorrow night's approximately 6:10 p.m. for a 9-inning contest between the Spikes and the Scrappers. That's when Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health, will begin. Game time at 6:35, and so much more fun to be had at the ballpark this week and in the second half of the MLB Draft League schedule, which will start up July the 25th. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.